Hey, it's Rebecca Smith from the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, and it's time for Missouri Health Talks, a project where we listen in on Missourians' conversations about access to healthcare. This week we hear from Teresa and Frankie Graham with Harvest House, the local homeless shelter in Boonville. They spoke about the sometimes forgotten or overlooked needs of a shelter. Here's Frankie.
Sure, Columbia Food Bank, I love them to death. They give us food. Everybody else gives us food. Yeah, that's sure, that's good. Drinks, that's good too. But you know, our people take showers, like to have soap, shampoo. We do dishes, laundry soap. They don't get donated. We have to buy that out of a budget. Well, if we had donations like that, and it's just like women, you know, pads, things they need. Tell me about the school, what we needed the most of. We got 350 of them.
We had the Boonville High School Key Club. They called me one day and told me that they were doing a donation. And I was like, that's awesome. Well, I didn't know that they had already talked to Frankie, and Frankie told them exactly what we needed. So there was one day I was in cooking dinner, had the doorbell ring, and I go to the door, and I've got two high school kids standing at my front door, and they said, we are from the Key Club here in Boonville. We have 350 pairs of brand new socks for you from the size of toddler to an adult man. And I was like, wow. That's one thing that we don't ever get is new socks or underclothes, bras, anything like that that people don't think about ever donating because they're thinking, okay, they're used socks. Yeah, they're used socks, but as long as they're good, somebody's going to wear them. Somebody's going to use them. But it was awesome seeing 350 pairs of brand new socks because we really do need them. We have a lot of people that walks in with just the clothes on their back, nothing else. So we do have a clothing place there in Boonville, and they work with us. We give them a voucher to go over, and then they get so many dollars worth of clothes with the voucher to where they have clothes.
They leave with more than they come with. Let's put it that way. Like I said, they come with just with their shirt and clothes on their back, and they leave with the whole wardrobe. And another thing I really want to get on the air, since we're coming into that season, if you find a homeless person out there without a coat, find it in your heart to find out what size he wears or she wears or whoever wears. Go buy him a coat. How would you like to be the homeless person standing out there with a coat, without a coat, freezing? Coats are a necessity. You got three or four of them hanging up in your closet that you bought two or three years ago that, I ain't wearing that ever again. Well, guess what? Somebody out there on the street can use that coat that you have in your closet. It's simple. It's easy. Just ask. All you got to do. I mean, we got to be more neighborly. I wish I could take care of all the homeless and all the veterans there is, but I can't. I can only do so much.
That was Frankie and Teresa Graham with Harvest House, the homeless shelter in Boonville, speaking about what folks can do to help their local homeless shelters, sometimes just calling the shelter to find out exactly what they need. That's it for this week's Missouri Health Talks. Tune in next week for more conversations from throughout the state about health and access. I'm Rebecca Smith. Thanks for listening.